Sherlock's still out there. I'm convinced of it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
His movements were so silent. So furtive, he reminded me of a trained bloodhound picking out a scent.
You are?
I couldn't help thinking what an amazing criminal he'd make if he turned his talents against the law.
Don't read that.
Famous blog, finally.
Come on.
Ancient history, yes, I know, but it's not, though, is it? Because he's... What are you doing?
Having a wash.
You're shaving it off.
Well, you hate it.
Sherlock hates it.
Apparently everyone hates it.
Are you going to see him again?
No, I'm going to work.
Oh, and after work, are you going to see him again? God, I know, 6 months of bristly kisses for me, and then his nibs turns up.
I don't shave for Sherlock Holmes.
You should put that on a T-shirt.
Shut up.
Or what?
Or I'll marry you.
London. Like a great cesspool into which all kinds of criminals, agents, and drifters are irresistibly drained. Sometimes it's not a question of who. It's a question of who knows. If this man cancels his papers, I need to know. If this woman leaves London without putting her dog into kennels, I need to know. There are certain people. They are markers. If they start to move, I'll know something's up. Like rats deserting a sinking ship.